Got Something to Say, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Now, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson from the Krazzle Arts Center, marketing and events manager, Matthew or Matt? What are we, everybody calls you Matt. Matt Bizzo. Matthew or Matt?
Yes. You know, I've always said that I'm going to respond to either one of them. Oh, yeah? Just don't call me late for dinner.
That's what I was just about to say. Don't call me late for dinner. So, welcome back. Glad to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Ray.
Always great to have you come in and talk about things at the Krazzle. And you brought some guests with you, and we've got a studio full of people here. I don't know if we're going to even have time to get to everybody, but we'll certainly try. But you've brought a volunteer along. Introduce who you brought, and let's talk about your volunteer.
I'm happy to. Today we have Melinda Eaton. She is our greeter coordinator for the art fair. And gosh, Melinda, you've been with this art fair for how long?
I have been with the art fair since 2002.
And
so when was that? We talked when we did our remote broadcast there a few weeks ago. How long has the art fair been going on, though?
Oh, over 50 years.
I was going to say,
I think we're at 55 or 56 this year.
58th annual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I knew it had been over 50 because we talked about it as well. But because I think I even joked with you about you weren't around for the very first one. But
this is true.
Yeah. Since 2002. So tell me about volunteering and why do you keep doing this? I mean, what makes you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to volunteer and do this?
Well, I have a lot of fun getting to know the artists. My area is greeting the artists as they come in to set up. And I also host as a way of volunteering as well. The artists are such fun people to interact with. And besides seeing their beautiful art, I get to spend time out on the bluff and get a lot of exercise and just make friends with lots of different people from all over.
That's awesome. So, and Matthew speaks very highly of you, by the way, even though he probably wouldn't admit to it, but he really does. He enjoys having you around. But so volunteering, what type of a commitment do you have to make to do this? If somebody is looking to maybe become a volunteer, quite possibly, what kind of a time commitment are we looking at or involvement are we looking at?
There is several different levels. You can be at the 2-hour level. You can be at the whole year level. I happen to be one of those who's at the whole year level. That's not every day, but throughout the year, I participate in preparation for the next year's art fair. So you can put your feet in and just do a little bit, or you can put your hands in and work really hard and be just invested in the program itself.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity just to help out. I mean, just to help the community and help such a worthwhile cause of, the Krazzle Arts Center. Well, Matthew, you brought somebody else along today as well, someone who's no stranger to the microphones.
Yes, we have art fair manager Dee Hodgson in the house.
Hi, Dee. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Glad that you could be here again. So we are getting close to art fair time, art fair on the Bluff, right?
We are getting close. It is the beginning of July. The art fair is always the second weekend in July. So this year, that's July 13th and 14th. With our block party to kick off the weekend on July 12th at 5 p.m.
So tell me about the art fair. You've been working. In fact, I wonder when you've been sleeping because as we're getting so close here, because there's a lot of planning. I mean, you finished up last year and the plans were already in the works for this year, right?
It is very true. Occasionally I'll get calls from artists who are just starting out saying, oh, can I still get a tent on the Bluff?
Yeah.
And I have to say, well, in October, we will start releasing those. So we do. We start right in August, revisiting each of the applications for the next year. And the artists we have are professionals. They're used to our juried process, and they start applying in October. And by usually early March, we're pretty much set on the Bluff.
So being that the art fair has been around for 50-plus years, as Melinda said, you cap it at 200?
200 artists.
But you get, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, you get way, way more applications?
Is what they're called.
Yeah. So how do people hear about it? I mean, because you get people coming in from all over the country that participate.
We do. We have artists literally coast to coast, New York to California, New Mexico. Our biggest way to get new artists and current artists are word of mouth. We subscribe to several lists that rank different art fairs. Right now, we're in the top 20 throughout the nation.
The top 20?
The top 20.
How did that work? I mean,
that particular survey works by the artists rank us through volunteers, through amount of art sold. I think it's really impressive. Their numbers on dollars sold is in the top 20 throughout the nation in St. Joe, Michigan. So our patrons are very devoted and very generous to our artists.
That's awesome. If you're just joining us, talking with Matthew Bizzo from the Dee Hodson from the Krazzle, and also Melinda Eaton. I want to make sure I say that right. So one of the volunteers there. We're talking about the art fair coming up, because it's coming up faster than you can imagine. So go through the process of how many applications you get and how you narrow it down to 200, because you get upwards of, what, 1,000 sometimes?
We do, usually between 850 and 950 each year. So this year and every year, we do what's called a juried process. Artists who do this understand they're going to submit their artwork, four different pieces and their booth.
Pictures, right?
Pictures, okay. Big slides.
They don't actually physically send you their artwork. That'd be cool, I guess. Maybe.
That would be interesting. A lot. We can barely keep track of all the slides.
And so artwork that they've done or other art fairs that they've maybe participated in and how they display it?
They are required to put in current artwork so that their booth shot matches the artwork that's displayed. So we know exactly what they are going to display at the summer art fair. And then we have five art professionals, whether they be professionals, professors, artists, patrons, gallery owners. We have five of them, and they rank each piece of artwork. They are giant screens. It's held at the Lake Michigan Mendel Center. They're very generous, giving us their screens, their technology, and we take a full day. It's open to the public, and we go through every slide, and they're ranked 1 through 7. And then we just take the top.
Narrow it down, yep.
And we get our 200. We'll have a short wait list. This year, no one's dropped out, which is amazing to me.
Right.
As it gets closer, there may be some movement, but we have our 200 artists. They're set up on the bluff and getting ready to come to town.
Well, that was my next question, Andy, is just, okay, so what's the if, and I can't imagine somebody hasn't attended it, but if someone's maybe new to the area and they've never been to the art fair, kind of give us a breakdown. I mean, it's you take up the entire bluff. Just kind of, what do we expect to see?
When you come down, we have 200 artists in little white tents up and down the bluff. We start just across from the Whitcomb. That's where our shuttle stop drops off. Truly, that's the easiest way to get there. Parking downtown's never a lot of fun. This, you just drive to the Edgewater Neighborhood Renaissance Park parking lot.
That's what I was going to ask you. Where's parking available again?
And Kelly Bowl. And there are shuttles running nose to tail all day long. They'll drop you off. And then you just start down and you can go tent to tent to tent or just wander by. We have food and drink in the concession area. We have a great beer and wine tent with the livery in Lake Michigan Vintners. The kids zone is going to be there. So if your kids want to try their hand at artwork, but the artists are happy to see you. They're happy to explain their work, and they really like coming here, not just for the patrons, but our volunteers too.
Do you ever get, and I know you, based on the number of tickets and stuff, but how many people typically come in for the weekend not to participate, but to view it? I mean, to
in St. Joe proper, a town of 8,000, the police department projects it's about 50,000 people who come through each year throughout the entire weekend.
Isn't that amazing? And that makes it one of the largest in the country, isn't it? I mean, for
it is, and it's certainly one of the largest that is still free and open to the public.
Yeah.
You just come down and start enjoying the art.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's to that point where we got to start talking about, ticket information and then, of course, run down the dates and everything again of when the art fair is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matthew D., you take it away.
So the art fair this year is going to be July 13th and 14th.
Say it one more time.
July 13th and 14th.
I want to make sure it was nice and clear.
Yep.
13th and 14th. Good. Okay.
And then you can join us on Friday, July 12th for the block party. The fair is open from 10 until 6 on Saturday and 10 until 5 on Sunday. And the block party kicks off at 5 to 10 on Friday.
And I'm going to make a prediction, Dee, that the weather is going to be amazing for this one.
It is. Yeah, about 75, light breeze.
Yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
And one thing we haven't put in here, too, it is a full arts weekend. On Saturday evening, our sister station here, The Coast,
98.3 The Coast, down the hall, yep,
has smooth jazz at sunset. So you can enjoy a day up top of the bluff and then go down and see the jazz concert this
So. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great weekend to just be right here in Michigan's great Southwest. Looking forward to it. So, and again, it's free to come go into the art fair.
It is.
Yep. So we don't have to worry about that. Shuttles again. Where can we park?
Kelly Bowl and the Renaissance Business Park, right. In Edgewater, north of town.
Yep. So a couple of places. Shuttles run, like you said, back to back all day long. So you don't have to worry about coming in and dealing with the traffic and everything for as many as potentially 40,000-50,000 people that come in for the art fair. So again, dates, Matthew?
July 13th and 14th.
Awesome.
And can I make one more push for volunteers?
I was just about to say.
Krazzle.org has everything you could ever ask about volunteering, and we really need everyone to participate. Come down, do a 2 or 3 hour shift, and then enjoy the art fair in your snazzy t-shirt.
And you can get a full list of the volunteer opportunities actually at krazzle.org/artfair/volunteer. There's a sign-up genius link there, and we have over 19 different categories that you can volunteer in. They're all listed at the top of that webpage, and you can go and see what opportunities are there for you.
And we want to thank Melinda Eaton for being a volunteer for coming up on almost 20 years now that you've been doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So Melinda Eaton, volunteer, Dee Hodson, and Matthew Bizzle from the Krazzle. Thanks for coming in. Looking forward to the art fair coming up.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.